view with me, the writer in Lusaka, as the natural allies of the African liberation movement. President Kwanda, that is, of Zambia, has called it such. In his Cold War effusion recently, Dr. Owen likened the Cuban troops in Africa to the private armies of the Middle Ages, which moved around, tilting the military balance indiscriminately at the whim of the feudal barons. What a hypocritical lie. In a speech to the People's Assembly in Havana, Cuba, President Castro recently defended himself against a similar accusation by the United States in the following words. And the United States, of course, has manipulated Canada, its puppet, to break all treaty and aid agreements with Cuba, but the Soviet Union is still bravely standing behind, staunchly, her ally, Cuba. What moral basis, said Dr. Castro, can the United States have to speak about Cuban troops in Africa? What moral basis can a country with whose troops are on over 20 military bases in the Philippines, dozens of bases in Okinawa, dozens in Japan, in Asia, and in fascist Turkey, in Greece, in the fascist Republic of Germany, in Europe, in Spain, in Italy, etc. What basis can such a country have any moral basis whatsoever to speak against Cuban liberation forces helping people find their freedom when U.S. troops are stationed right here on our national territory in Cuba against our will at the Guantanamo Naval Base? It's a case of imperialistic arrogance, said Dr. Castro. It's all right for the imperialists to have troops and advisors everywhere in the world to suck profits for the ruling class of the Trilateral Commission, but we cannot have them anywhere. That's a fine concept the United States government has of logic, equity, and equality. Dr. Castro went on to say, we are supporting African governments that have requested our cooperation. They are duly constituted governments of the people. Our military advisors are not lending their services to the fascist governments as USA imperialists are. Our military advisors are assisting governments that help their own people, support their own peoples, and are either revolutionary or progressive governments of the people, by the people, and for the people. Dr. Castro went on, neither the Soviet Union nor Cuba possess anything, nor seek any profits in any country in Africa or anywhere in the world, whereas Western aid from U.S. imperialism to Africa is designed solely to promote the interest of U.S. imperialism and smooth the road for continued investment and profit-making by the super-rich. More than 90% of Soviet economic aid to Africa is directed to building the industrial base of these countries seeking liberty, to enable them to have genuinely independent national economies. With Soviet assistance, 170 industries and over 100 agricultural enterprises have been completed or are being built to help free Africa. In tropical Africa alone, the Soviet Union is cooperating with 27 countries. The African revolution is everywhere supported by the might of the true liberators of the world, the avant-garde, the USSR, and the Warsaw Pact of the Socialist Alliance. Yes, they are tilting the military balance in Africa. The Soviet Union and its allies, the true liberators of oppressed people everywhere, not for the feudal barons, however, but against them. For this, the imperialist and the multinational corporations, the Trilateral Commission that suck the poor, the real latter-day barons, whose domination in Africa is increasingly threatening the continent of Africa that has, for instance, done so throughout its history, can never forgive Cuba and the Soviet Union for its liberation efforts. Dr. Castro went on record, we will continue our assistance if it meant the death of the Cuban nation. And it was backed and given the sanction of the TASS news release. Thus ends commentary of Black Africa in the Balance and President Jimmy Carter's real efforts to exploit Africa by being the first president to dignify the richest continent second to the Soviet Union on Earth. For the first time, any president has ever found it in his dignity to even stop at one African nation. And then that was the richest nation on the Earth outside of Saudi Arabia and the Soviet Union. But his plans are not working so well. And Africa continues to boil. In spite of his threats, the Soviet Union and Cuba have not bowed to the pressure. This is the reading of the news. Be sure that there is much review of Senate Bill 1437, House Bill 6867, that will put USA into direct open fascism. Have it in the classes. Have it on the PA system. Much love, much production. Let's have good reports of increased production and everyone having your way of making money and saving money and your reasons for guilt and how your tax dollars, how you lent your money by working in USA imperialism, the killing of our black brothers and sisters in Africa and all exploited people throughout the world. People's Rally at 7:30. Thank you and much love.
Iran has been the victim. Iran has been the victim of a number of sabotage events, probably coming from neighboring cities that are now surrounded by forces currently expanded to the Soviet Union. Are the newly
elected, I should say, established Marxist government, pro-Marxist or pro-Soviet government of Afghanistan. In Zaire, when three new airborne divisions were landed by the Belgians, new rebel outbreaks have taken place.
And two more cities have been captured as close as 80 miles from Kuwaiti. Kuwaiti lays in total devastation. Vietnam, the Chinese have urged the Vietnamese to an important summit conference.
Negotiate about the Chinese residents in Vietnam who are being expelled by the Vietnamese for being involved in corrupt capitalist business practices. Even Japan, in their journalistic study of Vietnam, has revealed that China's allegations are not true, that Vietnam is taking reprisal against the Chinese for political or ethnic or racial reasons, that the Chinese community was highly involved in the former capitalist establishment of South Vietnam. Union of South Africa, after the pressure of Sweden's allocation of assistance to Namibia, SWAPU, the Marxist-Leninist Liberation Front in Namibia, and the Zimbabwean, a Rhodesian Patriotic Front, was forced to release their major leaders of SWAPU that they were holding incommunicado without trial, in detention, without proper due process. Stand by. Libya has called for the support of the United States in that they have found that some $200 million has been funneled. No, Egypt has summoned USA assistance in that they have found that some $200 million from neighboring socialist Libya has been funneled in to Libya in what is known as the Liberation Front of Egypt to bring down
the dread dictatorship that has now been established in Egypt by referendum of foolish people who refused to take elections seriously and only turned out 54% of the electorate, 54% of the populace. Repressions, reprisals against all dissidents have taken on startling effects, even to the recalling of capitalist journalists and charging them with high treason. Even some capitalist countries are cooperating with the return of the capitalist journalist requested by Egypt, thus showing that there is no loyalty amongst rogues and thieves in capitalism. Stand by. Please be quiet. All are to be quiet, taking notes on the news. You're naturally expected to be responsible for news. I'm trying very hard to retain in my memory from listening to all sorts of broadcasts from every opinion in the world. Stand by. Even the sellout National Association for the Advancement of Colored People say that at least 146 congressmen must be resisted by the black and minority communities for what they describe as outright overt racism. They're calling for the populace to resist at the back.
Yesterday, over whether it will quit Rhodesia's multiracial
so-called. These 146 congressmen represent 37 states in the so-called Union of the Republic of USA, which is indeed nothing more than imperialist and monopoly capitalist. It has been reported that Iraq is also sending assistance to the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. Stand by. High-level talks were requested by President Carter with Andre Gromyko and Secretary of State Vance. Carter still charges that the Soviet Union is responsible for the turmoil in Africa. The Soviet Union, through Pravda, which means truth, in it's a news agency in the Soviet Union, the avant-garde of Marxist liberation, said that Carter could have his own opinion, but the Cuban people were behaving independently as well as the Soviet forces in Angola. And he said there is not one bit of aid going to the activists in Zaire, that they have acted independently. He did not deny that economically they had been maintained. As he said, they had been kept in subhuman conditions by the Zaire puppet regime of dictator Mobutu that has been directly imposed upon the former Belgian Congo by U.S. imperialist interests. It is interesting to note that in spite of continual bombardment by the forces of imperialism, Belgium and France, that new Katangan resistant efforts have retaken two cities and the major railway in southwest Zaire. Stand by. Due to the Marxist course of Guyana, which gives us certainly a feeling of importance in that Prime Minister Burnham has said that he will not take one dime, even though it constitutes $1 billion of aid from the International Monetary Fund controlled by U.S. monopoly capitalist or imperialist or finance capitalist as embodied in the Trilateral Commission, there seems to be more and more subversion. All of the chicken importers in Guyana are receiving Arizona disease chickens. Of our last shipment, nearly all have died, but we will endure. The same kind of tactics were employed against the Cuban people for years and years, but they overcame. Stand by. The Dominican Republic, who just elected Antonio Guzman, which the U.S. interest had hoped would be moderately conservative, has just reshuffled the army and demanded that they be removed from politics. A number of military officials in the Dominican Republic, which is close to the United States, and was evaded outright by fascist imperialism from the United States Marines some 17 years ago. He said that the military had been representing Western world opinion too severely, and he was limiting all military activity. it will be considered a crime against the government of the Dominican Republic for any member of the military to participate in politics. Stand by. Peru, just a few hundred miles from us, is still in general turmoil. The general strike has as yet not been able to be stopped by the military forces. U.S. mercenaries are reported present in Peru trying to help resist the trade unions that are communist and socialist dominated. So there is hope again for revision of communist liberation in our own continent. Chile also continues to have turmoil, which was even admitted by radio capitalist Chile, fascist Chile today, that they had found some traitors inside their own military. If they admit such, it is much more grave than the Chilean fascist-controlled, censored radio would be willing to admit. Stand by. Sweden even came out officially, again a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which represents a crack, at least a crack of sorts, in U.S. imperialist control, has said that the Soviet Union have a very humane program for disarmament, and they wonder why Washington is not listening. Stand by. 17 new guerrilla activities of the Revolutionary Red Brigade resistance have taken place in Italy. Caught off guard by international soccer matches, the Red Brigade is having a field day because of the capitalist indulgence in soccer. Also, they have successfully conducted some $3 million in robberies against various banks. Stand by. The Baader-Meinhof guerrilla activists, similar to the Red Brigade in Italy, who are active in the Federal Republic, fascist West Germany, always differentiate the two Germanies. Germany was artificially divided at Yalta by U.S. imperialists, East Germany to the communists, and West Germany, a puppet regime of the U.S. imperialists that now prides itself openly in being the inheritor of Hitler's Nazi fascist Third Reich. Still free is Meyer, Kurt Meyer, the head of the Baader-Meinhof guerrilla activist group, the Red Army, or Red Brigade, so to speak, of West Germany. Two women, bravely posing as legal counselors, pulled off a breaking into what was called Fortress Garrison of West Germany to free the most wanted person in all of fascist Germany. He had been able to successfully lead the killing of an attorney general who had been taking reactionary reprisals against the people, the dissidents of West Germany, as well as a judge and several other government officials and businessmen. They fled in a truck, and in spite of all-out searches and even almost martial law conditions in West Germany, at this hour, he has still not been located. These women were trained not to be passive females, but to know how to handle even a fingernail file as they killed one security guard. The entire operation was conducted by women of the Red Brigade, or the Baader-Meinhof gang, as the captains call them, but is known as the Baader-Meinhof because those two brave leaders devoted their life to a sort of utopian communist anarchism. At least they believe in the breakdown of all fascist institutions, and they have been friendly to a communist solution, though they're not openly allied with the Soviet bloc. Rumor has it, at least through BBC, and it's never been denied by the Warsaw Pact, that their funding is channeled through the Republic of Yemen and Czechoslovakia, as well as East Germany, which is a communist modern state. Rumor has it that most of the aid coming to Guyana has been effected in the very successful East German Republic, the Democratic Republic, which is communist and has successfully manifested a type of communism that's given one of the highest standards of living to any people in the world. Stand by. Soviet Union reports that Romania is still a very close ally of the Warsaw Pact, and is trying to bring some sense of unity back into the Soviet bloc not the Soviet bloc, which is highly unified, but those who have been dissident. And that is the reason Băsescu, the Prime Minister of Romania's visit to the People's Republic of China, and he just left Vietnam, forming new trade agreements, and Vietnam is a close ally, a staunch ally of the Soviet Union, and now is headed for Kampuchea to help to soothe troubled nerves between the Kampucheans, which was formerly known as Cambodia, and the Democratic People's Republic of Vietnam, that has now been reunified since U.S. imperialism was driven out because the United States people, nor the army, had a will to fight for the imperialist interest of the United States. As you remember, the U.S. soldiers got high on drugs, would kill their own officers, throw off their military pack, use their weapons, as I said, against their own commanders, and even got so distressed that they became almost catatonic in the trenches, being used to the indulged life of bourgeoisie capitalism. Stand by. Ethiopia still maintains its firm hand with Soviet and Cuban backing of its own province of Eritrea, thus guaranteeing a port at the important position at the Horn of Africa for the Soviet bloc, the Socialist Liberation Front. A major flooding has taken place in Bangladesh, killing and again, for the third year running, tens of thousands and making literally tens of thousands homeless. A major earthquake has occurred near Iwo Jima that has started a typhoon that is feared to be headed towards Japan. Also, the Japan railway system has been paralyzed by the Red Army that somehow found a way to short-circuit the major electrical currents that manage the train's travels. The Japanese imperialists, another puppet of world imperialism, though they have no representatives because of racism, are only one, that is, on the Trilateral Commission, and there are great cracks and contradictions between the imperialist allies of Japan and the EC, the European Common Market, and USA imperialism. Nonetheless, the Japanese have known one of the highest standards of living under capitalism, but they have little effect in controlling the Red Army. Every day, those guerrilla activists are gaining new support amongst the populace and pulling off some tremendous excursions into the establishment and stopping establishment control over the Japanese people. The Philippine Islands. Fernando Marcos, dictator of the Philippines, has called off national elections after seeing his test run of a few parliamentary seats. He said he can't control them, quote unquote. Little has been said as to whether he is drawing closer to the Soviet Union, because he was, as you know, sold by the United States a very bad nuclear reactor, and it was established on a fault line. The Soviet Union had offered to build a reactor, provided the Soviet Union could control it so that they could not make military weapons. Isabel Marcos, the wife of the dictator of the Philippines, is a strange contradiction, a paradox. Her two heroes are Lenin and Mao. Stand by. Guerrilla activists reached as close as 30 miles to Mexico City, as great turmoil seems to be afflicting the Mexican Republic that has been moderating some of its more right-wing practices. They seem to be unable to control certain socialist resistance, guerrilla activist resistance. One guerrilla group of over 400 have survived for 24 years in the mountains of Mexico. Stand by. I'm sure that I have left some extraneous points of world news. Scotland is demanding independence from England. There is a strong nationalist movement developing in Scotland, which is a part of the United Kingdom, Britain, or what we know as England. Also, the Liberal Party has pulled away from the Labour Party, demanding to go its independent way, giving more opportunity for the right-wing conservatives to be elected which are known in British terms as the Tories, Margaret Thatcher has made no bones about the fact that she will remove all people of color from Great Britain. She will expatriate them, and how that would be very difficult. That means to return them to their own countries. But she has guaranteed, if she is elected, she will relieve racist-torn England. Racist-torn England is now as bad as racist-torn USA and Canada. In fact, racist-torn England is even worse than Canada. But the USA is certainly having a lot of it, because even the NAACP has come out of its ostrich-like pattern and said that the black people must organize very quickly to stop the re-election of some 140-plus congressmen who are avowed racist and are working against the interest of black people by denying all programs of assistance for the minorities of black, Indian, Puerto Rican, and so forth. Anyway, we cannot think of anything any more exceptional in the news. This would be a horrifying fact if Margaret Thatcher, who has openly avowed to fascist practices, would be elected in the next few months, as elections come in England, when she guarantees that all people of color will be forcefully removed. This is what Hitler first promised to do in Germany. Later came concentration camps and mass extermination, genocide. Again, the Soviet Union has dared the United States, almost publicly dared them on the floor of the United Nations, to sign the Genocide Treaty. And again, the United States has refused to sign the agreement that they will not kill off vast segments of their own population and minorities such as black and brown and Indian, all people of color, or any undesirable element, as they once phrased it in Senate Bill 1, that exists in the United States community. Thus is the world of news about imperialism, of the grand design of U.S. monopoly capitalism, finance capitalism, world imperialism, as embodied in the Trilateral Commission. The striking news is Sweden allocating in the next 3 months, the quarter of this year, $10 million to support the Namibian Marxist liberation breakaway regime state from Union of South Africa and the Patriotic Front under Joshua Nkomo, nationalist and Marxist leader Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, or what we know as Rhodesia. Both Joshua and Nkomo are visiting Marxist governments at this time. Joshua Nkomo is in Moscow and Robert Mugabe is in Korea. It has also been stated, according to GBS, that considerable trade assistance was derived from the prosperous the People's Republic of North Korea. The People's Republic of North Korea has been charged by the United Nations through USA protestations with sabotaging the limited naval fleet of South Korea. Some 18 of their mariners were arrested posing as fishermen, and the socialists are demanding their release, but the United Nations said that they will not be released until further inquiries are held, thus showing that the United Nations is nothing but a front for United States finance capitalism. Why else would the United Nations be located in New York? If it was really United Nations, it would be in some neutral or independent place in the world. Now we will begin the People's Rally in the Pavilion. Thank you. Good news, good intelligence, I hope, and we hope a good comprehension of Marxist-Leninism. We will go back to the replay of the earlier midday news, because there are some facts about the revolution in Africa that we should review. And then you better know Senate Bill 1437 and House Bill 6867. Thank you.